Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, on this Monday. The headline, 1 minute it was an Afghan wedding, the next a funeral for 63. In Afghanistan's protracted war, says the New York Times, weddings were one place of celebration without guilt. On Saturday, a bomber destroyed that exception. The attack comes at a time of uncertainty and intensifying violence as the U.S. nears a deal with the Taliban.
Well, of course, the country can make a deal with the Taliban. Nevertheless, that's not a deal with ISIS. And clearly what's happening, at least to me, is that there's internal war going on between the ISIS people and the Taliban people. And the one who gets to be the most outrageous and the most deadly often wins in these kinds of cases. We've seen it in Palestine, and we are seeing it here, I believe. So as a peace deal gets nearer, the ISIS people seem to be getting more and more frantic. Donald Trump wants to get out of Afghanistan, which would be a popular move. On the other hand, when people are dying as a result of his moves, that's got to make him take a second look. And it's clear from his obituer in front of helicopter blades that he is feeling that pressure.
The pressure. Number of asylum seekers, Alan, waiting in Mexico has grown to nearly 58,000. Part of that number, women fleeing death at home. Central America at the heart of the domestic violence crisis. The Trump administration has made it harder than ever, of course, for asylum claims rooted in such threats. The U.S. wants to keep them out, the headline says.
This is Donald Trump's major thrust. He has been doing it from the very beginning. It's his attack on the others. And in this case, the others, of course, are coming from Central America and even from Mexico. And what we have seen is his refusal to give up on any of this. This is where he plays his base, and he will continue to do it. He's convinced that the American people don't want to see others in here, and he will play it. If he doesn't care about all of the American people, he does care about his base and how he can activate them to vote for him when the election happens.
You make of this seized Iranian tanker leaving Gibraltar despite U.S. demand. Marine traffic monitoring sites show the Grace 1 leaving Gibraltar waters day after U.S. officials requested the vessel be turned over to them.
Well, David, there's always secret negotiations going on. They get one of ours, we get one of theirs, we release ours, they release theirs. One of the reasons that we really need to know what the government is doing allegedly in our behalf is so that we can understand why policy is either a good policy or a bad policy. I believe, and there have been hints in the press, that that's exactly what's happening here. There is a secret deal, or there may be, let me put it that way, a secret deal secretly arrived at.
China lashing out at Taiwan over its offer of political asylum to participants in Hong Kong's pro-democracy protest movement a day after hundreds of thousands of people marched peacefully in the latest massive demonstration in the Chinese territory.
Well, yeah, this is one which is loaded with dangers. The American government has in the past agreed that China is in charge of Taiwan, that Taiwan is part of China. And no other president would have done what Trump is doing right now, which is to say, even though there was an implicit, we will help Taiwan, we'll give them this or we'll give them that, there was no real challenge to the Chinese being in charge. However, I do believe Trump is, because of his war with China, emboldened to move ahead on that front.
Gun control advocates rallied around the U.S. on Saturday, Alan, seeking to pressure Congress to tighten the nation's gun laws after the recent mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, Dayton, Ohio, and Northern California. We've learned of another planned mass shooting, I believe, in Florida. And we're also seeing this headline from the AP this morning. Suburban voters are pressuring Republicans to act on guns.
Well, look, the numbers are clear. The mass of American people, including Republicans and including everybody, want sensible gun control laws. The problem here is the NRA. The NRA really has Trump in a strategic situation where if they don't give him the money and if they don't really push their people to turn out, he won't win. And he knows that. And so he is succumbing to the NRA despite these incredibly impressive solidarity of the American people that do have to have some sensible gun laws. You know, David, we are seeing that these people who are being picked up now, often in their 20s with addled brains, that's all I got to say, are such a danger. But what we are now seeing for the first time is that people are turning them in and that people who see danger are reporting it and that the police, instead of looking the other way, or the authorities, instead of looking the other way, are taking action. Now, that's a big difference.
Now, out of the juicy political rumor mill, Alan, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo rumored to be Joe Biden's presumptive chief of staff.
Well, you know, I'm just writing a column about this now. It makes a great deal of sense to me. Andrew Cuomo is not perceived as being recalcitrant about giving his views. Joe Biden is. The problem, of course, is that Joe Biden, if he's the nominee, will have to stand up against Donald Trump in the debates, assuming there are debates. And Andrew Cuomo will not be up there to do it. But in terms of where Andrew Cuomo has to go, it makes great sense, because the chief of staff increasingly is becoming the person who really does call the shots. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't be fired, as we have seen with Donald Trump. But Joe Biden will be a very different president, if he is the president, than Trump is. And I have a feeling that if he and his friend Andrew make this kind of a deal, it makes sense. I have no idea whether it's true or not. But if it is, it makes a certain kind of sense to me.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. We thank you, as always.
And thank you, David. Great to be starting on a Monday. Always wonderful to be up bright and early and make this happen.
Hooray, hooray.